to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is episode 152. This is Free Play 15.2. One thing I wanted to mention at the top of the show real quick. I had this email from Alberto Jose Gonzalez from a while ago, and I haven't had an opportunity to share it with the users. But it was a little bit of insight to a track that was well received by the Legacy Music Hour audience, and also received well received by you and well received by me. This is the track the Mysterious Planet. Do you know that? You know the track, or Another World. You know the one from Smurfs Nightmare.
Okay.
You know the track, that one track.
Yeah.
You know. So he wrote this, that when he composed that song, he named it the Schlips Planet.
Okay?
The Schlips Planet, and it was because it was the stage for that he used the music for that. Was inspired by a comic book, a part of a Smurfs comic book episode, I guess. Anyway, basically, what the Schlips are is this is straight from the email. There's a Smurf who wants to travel to outer space, so he tries to build a rocket ship, but he fails to get it off the ground, and he grows moody and depressed. To realize the Astro Smurf's dream of going onto another planet, the Smurfs carry the spaceship into the crater of an inactive volcano. There, thanks to a secret beverage of Papa Smurf, they all turn into Schlips. Their skin turns orange, long black hair on their heads, and they wear furry loincloths. So Astro Smurf believes he has arrived to another planet. And after that adventure, they turn back into Smurfs. But anyway, them being on this fake other planet, that's what that song was inspired by.
Right.
Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting, and that I'd share that with you and
the
users.
Thank you.
So anyway, we have this is a Free Play episode, and we're just gonna jump right into it.
Yeah, and there'll be a surprise in the middle. Somewhere.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start it off with a lightning force. You know, I haven't played every track from this soundtrack.
Right.
So let's get it going with Air Raid.
Okay.
Lightning force. Raid from Lightning Force.
It's also Stage 3B, and the composer on that is Toshiharu Yamanishi.
Hit that beginning again. That's such a nasty little lick right there. Oh, you like that?
Yeah, no, I like this track. This is a good track.
Let me hit that intro one more time.
Oh. Yeah, like Seinfeld intro.
Why do jets fly around shooting things?
It's pretty bad though. I'm not really in the not really in the frame of mind right now to do a Seinfeld impression, right, but I tried my best. I tried my best.
Hit that beginning again. Let me try something.
Okay.
Hello, robot. That's going to do like a Hello, Newman.
Well, yeah. Is it a robot? Are there robots in
there? There's robots in here.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do flying jets shoot around? No, I can't do it. I can't do a Seinfeld impression.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I'll just do an Elaine impression.
An Elaine? Oh, I'd love to hear an Elaine one.
Yeah, here we go. Hey, what's up, Jerry? It's Elaine. What you doing, girl? What's up, Jerry? Yo, Kramer, what's up, girl? Elaine calls everybody girl on the show. I don't know if you watched the Seinfeld show.
I'm familiar with it.
Elaine,
I must have missed that episode.
Elaine has a deep voice, and she calls everybody girl.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, girl? What's up, George? You smell good. You smell good. I'm going to move on to a... this is a game called Star Cruiser for the Sega Mega Drive. This is a recommendation from the user John from Iowa. And this is composed by Toshiya Yamanaka. And there's some good tracks in this. I guess John explained that he found it on accident. And he... you know, shared it with us, and I picked the track Restaurant to play on this episode. So this is music from Star Cruiser for the Mega Drive. This is Restaurant from Star Cruiser for the Sega Mega Drive from composer Toshiya Yamanaka, and that's the track. And thanks to John from Iowa for recommending this.
Thank you, John.
The soundtrack.
Yes, I like that. That's it right there.
Yeah, the beginning part's really the best part.
It's almost dreamy.
It's dreamy. It's also kind of elevatory, and it's really synthy. It's good. I was trying to bring back Seinfeld again.
Okay. I'm going to go Chi-Chi's Pro Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a few tracks that I thought were worthy enough to play. We can only hear from one the last time that we heard from this. So here is another track from the game Chi-Chi's Pro Challenge. Thank you. There is a nice little number from Chi-Chi's Pro Challenge.
Pro Challenge Golf.
Right.
And the
not to be confused with Chi-Chi's Pro Challenge
Baking.
Badminton. Baking.
Baking.
Chi-Chi's Pro Challenge Log Tossing.
Log Toss. Horseshoe. Masahito Miyamoto is the composer on this.
Chi-Chi's Pro Challenge Seinfeld impressions.
You took it right out of my mouth. I was about to ask you, are you going to do a Seinfeld impression?
Oh.
And then you instead just said that.
Seinfeld impression.
Chi-Chi's Pro Challenge Seinfeld impressions. That's good. Because he was actually, Chi-Chi, a lot of people don't know this, he was and still is the best Seinfeld impressionist.
Oh, is that right?
He's certainly better than me.
Okay.
I think even Chi-Chi's better than me.
Okay.
At Seinfeld impression.
Okay.
And, you know, he's the final boss. You know, he's like the Mike Tyson of the Seinfeld challenge. You
right.
know? You got all these people doing Seinfeld impressions, and then you get to him, you got to face right. off with him.
Yeah. You got to Seinfeld off.
Yeah. All right. Well, basically, I'm going to be just playing music from this game, I think, every episode until the best of. Wagyan Paradise. I've heard this in the last two episodes, and I just, you know, I love this soundtrack. It's so good. This is music composed by Eriko Imura. This is a Super Famicom game, and we're going to hear Continental Shelf from this game. This is music from Wagyan Paradise. This is music from Eriko Imura from Wagyan Paradise. This is called Continental Shelf. I love this part right here. This is the best. That part's the best. That part's the best. And I like this pitch bending right here. Like that, yeah. And then right here is the best. I like those little bell sounds.
Yeah.
And then this note right here just da da da. Got this TV show theme
kind oh, really?
Of feeling to it, kind of, you know what I mean? Or okay. something. I don't know. Just something about that part just really, it's kind of just something, it's kind of emotional, actually. Mm. You know? I don't know.
That part where it goes, da-na-na, yeah, very emotional.
Yeah, yeah. You felt it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good. Here it comes again. Dun, dun, dun. Right there, right there. So good right there. I love that. So You mentioned that there might be a surprise.
Yes.
Well, not might be, but there is.
There is a surprise. We're in the annex today.
Yeah.
Where we have been for a while.
Yeah.
But at LMH headquarters, there was a package received.
Okay, yeah.
From user Will Power.
Will Power.
Mm-hmm. And I brought it over to the annex. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You don't even know.
I do not even know. Yeah. It's a box.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because sometimes you look at these things ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't help myself.
Yeah.
But this time I said, you know what? I'm going to wait for my double dragon buddy.
River City Seinfeld.
Right.
Your Seinfeld buddy.
Yes.
The Seinfeld twins. Legacy Museum at Seinfeld twins. That's the new thing. River City Ransom.
What's the deal with Will Power?
Ooh, okay. Wow.
That's something.
Well, I mean.
That was my first time. That was my first time.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, you keep working at it. You might be able to, go against Chi-Chi.
Get my reps in.
Yeah. Should we take a peek?
Do you want to right now?
I mean, or do you want to save it? Do you want to save it for some more?
Let's hit one more track and then we'll do
How
it.
How about two more tracks?
Two more tracks. Yeah. Build up the anticipation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we got, so now it's on the table. We've got something, some package here from Will Power, from Will. By the way, just so you know, that John from Iowa who recommended that Star Cruiser track, that's St. John. I don't know if you...
Well, why don't you use his handle?
Well, I'm more... I don't really use nicknames, you know? I don't know if you know that about me, you know? I mean, except for the one time when I came up with your nickname.
F-Switch.
RF Switch, yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of just more of a straight arrow.
Well...
You know what I mean?
That's what makes our podcast... It gives it that special edge. Instead of saying, you know, this is Steve... It's, you know, Sonic Steve.
It's Sonic Steve. And instead of Brian, it's Sonic Brian.
Right.
And,
right.
You know,
it's Bubba Brian. Something like that.
Instead of Jennifer, it's Sonic Jennifer.
Right.
It's a Sonic everything. Instead of
it's Jennifer. I hardly know her.
Oh, right. That's right. Right, yeah.
That's if there was a Jennifer listening, it'd be like, hey, it's user Jennifer. I hardly know her.
Yeah. Anticipation builds.
Well, how about a little Super Pachinko Tyson to hold you over in the meantime?
Okay.
Super Famicom, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to go with Outer Space.
Outer Space
Super Pachinko Tai-Sen. And that is a Super Famicom track from Kenji Yamazaki. Don't you get the feeling like you're in a Hot Topic?
In a Seinfeld episode?
No, not even a Hot Topic. A Forever 21. It's like this is like a trendy women's clothing store.
Yeah. Okay, right, yeah. Right.
You know?
Okay, yeah.
And then it's like we walk in and they go, what are you guys doing here?
Just looking for some, some mini skirts. Or something.
But for you? You don't have a girlfriend.
Well, then they're not for our girlfriends. They're for us.
Oh, very good.
Well, then, yeah, have a look around. This is the music that one hears when Rob and I wear miniskirts. It's like super intense, you know?
It is intense.
I'm saying you wearing a miniskirt is intense, not the music.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it is intense. That's what I'm saying. It's an intense thing. Okay, you and me.
Yeah. And I'm just talking, you and I are sharing one miniskirt.
Oh. Okay.
We're intense. We're in one miniskirt.
One skirt. Yeah.
I'm going to go into a little mini reggae block.
Reggae block, okay.
Now, you don't like reggae music too much,
not
right?
Not too much, no.
But I think maybe you'll like these tracks,
Yeah.
But I'm doing a little bit of a reggae block here on the Legacy Music Hour, okay?
Okay.
It's almost like, you know, how we... It's probably possible that we could have done a whole episode on reggae music, you know?
Yeah.
But instead, I'm doing a little mini focus right here on reggae... On some reggae stuff.
Good.
I'm not even a big reggae guy myself,
right.
But these tracks definitely have a reggae feel to them. And anyway, this first one is from Ease 5, Ushinawareta Tsunano Miyako Keffin. And this is for the Super Famicom. And the composers on this are Mieko Ishikawa, Naoki Kaneda, Satoshi Orai, Atsushi Shirakawa, and Masaru Nakajima. And we're going to hear Stormy Town from Ease 5 for the Super Famicom. Five, Ushinawareta Tsunano Miyako Keffin for the Super Famicom. This is Stormy Town. And, you know, like I said, it's got that reggae kind of sound sort of a thing, you know?
Definitely.
And I like the pitch bending situation here, or I don't know, maybe there's like, I guess, grace notes or something. I love these kind of bending notes here, these kind of I guess they're more like grace notes, I guess, yeah. The grace notes are really do it for me on this. Da 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 da, you know?
Yeah.
Love that right there.
That drum, heavy drum.
It's good. It's a good kind of reggae kind of rhythm here, you know? Anyway. Hey, man, what the deal? What is the deal, man, with people coming into the town when it be raining, man? Newman.
what be the deal with, you know, what be the deal with people coming to my apartment all the time and eating me cereal, man?
Hey, what be the deal with Willpower's gift?
What be the deal with the gift, man?
The package.
Open up the package, man.
Oh, you want me to get it?
Yeah, it's close to you. Okay. This is so dramatic moment. Dun, 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 as you're grabbing the box.
Yeah. So should I just dig in?
Or yeah. What?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. What's that?
All right. I mean, there's multiple parts here.
Oh. What's that first part?
It's some stuff wrapped up in a bubble wrap.
I can already tell it's a cartridge, so why don't we just take a look at that?
I think it's a couple of cartridges. This is exciting, man. This is just, I love when games are sent. It's just the most fun thing, because it's like, it seriously feels like Christmas, honestly. Right. Yeah. You get these gifts. All right. Oh my goodness.
What do we got?
All right, we got a couple Bandai games here.
Okay.
We've got, here, I'll let you read one of them, and then I'll read the other one.
Ninja Kid. Wow. NES right here. And then what else do we got?
This is an infamous game. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Okay.
Now, this is known for a lot of reasons, but I know about this game because of the Angry Video Game Nerd.
So a couple of nice NES cartridges coming our way.
You want to reach in?
Let me reach in.
Here. It's a grab bag.
Okay.
This is fun, man. Oh, you know what we could do? We could actually save.
Well, let me grab one.
Okay,
and then
We'll save some for some
other. Oh, look at this. This is a book. What year is this from?
Oh, wow.
Hold on. This is a book from 1988. How to Win at Nintendo Games. Secret codes, hot strategies, all the top games.
I remember this book.
Includes Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario 2.
Oh, snip, dude.
This is the unofficial guide, not endorsed by Nintendo.
It's funny that Super, I wonder what games they have in there besides Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario
Bubble
2.
Bobble, uh-huh. Zelda 2, Top Gun, Mega Man, Kid Icarus, Kardov.
Yeah.
Ghost and Goblins. Double Dribble.
That's cool. That's neat.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Cool. That's funny. You know, it's funny. Actually, that reminds me. You say Karnov, right? Or no, you say Karnov.
Did you say Rygar?
No. I know this about the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde music. They seem to have used, and I don't know if maybe had the same developer or not, but seem to use the music from Rygar in that game.
Oh, yeah.
At one part, I think. That's a thing. All right, there's more stuff in the box.
Right.
We're going to save it.
Okay.
We're going to play a couple more tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I am going to go Super Famicom next.
But so far, thank you, Will.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Will, for
many more thanks coming your way.
Yeah, there's more thanks coming your way.
Tenchi Sozu.
Yes, Tenchi Sozu.
Terranigma.
I'd say. Yeah, otherwise known as Terranigma.
Terranigma. And this is a Super Famicom track. Composers, I have Miyoko Kobayashi and Masanori Hikichi. Let's go with Zoo. We'll be right back. Zoo from Tenchi Sozu, Terranigma. That reminds me of the outer space track we just heard, kind of spacey.
Also kind of reminds me of the Seinfeld a little bit at the end, a little bit.
Oh, at the very end?
Watch, you'll see, a little bit. It's coming, it's coming. You know, not really, but I just a tiny, tiny bit. Not really, though. So this is more like a, this is more like not a Forever 21, but more of like an H&M or something.
H&M, yeah. Uh-huh. Still trendy.
Yeah, this is like contempo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move on to my second track in my reggae block. This will be the last track in my reggae block. There's many other reggae type tracks in video game music, but I only decided to pick two for this block. Uncharted Waters for the Super Nintendo. This is music composed by Yoko Kanno, and we're going to hear Other Port. Other Port from Uncharted Waters, music by Yoko Kanno.
Your turn to dig in.
Oh, my turn to dig in. Okay.
I'm going back into the box.
I mean, I can feel the... I can see the... Okay, whatever.
Pull it out.
All right, here we go. We got some new... Got some other games.
Looks like Genesis.
This is a real prize package right here. Yeah. Actually, oh, it is. Oh, some Genesis games here.
Or Mega Drive. I don't know.
I don't think it's Mega Drive games. I'll give you two.
Okay. You reveal your two first.
All right. Mega Turrican.
Okay.
Mega Turrican.
Yes.
Do you know about this?
Yes.
Mega Turrican and Beast Wrestler. Remember Beast Wrestler? We played it on the
vaguely.
Show. You played it.
Vaguely.
Remember, I think that it's got beast noises in the track. Remember that? Yeah, Beast Wrestler, dude.
Okay, here's what I got. Forgotten Worlds. Hey, this is a classic.
Ooh, Forgotten Worlds. Ooh, the music is good to that, actually.
Road Blasters.
Road Blasters.
You know Road Blasters?
Yeah, of course I know Road Blasters.
It's a classic.
It's an arcade classic.
But we played that in Seattle, remember?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we played in Seattle.
And I got smoked by Arcade Andy.
On Road Blasters?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. He came through at the very last minute and smoked me.
Well, that was a classic arcade game. I remember playing that in the casino. I remember when I went to Tahoe with my family once, and you know, there was an arcade in the casino, and Road Blasters was my top game there.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. So, Forgotten Worlds. This is this is a Capcom game, I think, and the music is good to this. And I don't know that I think this is a fun one actually. I haven't played it, but I haven't played any of these games actually. Is the crazy thing? I haven't played any of these games. Do you want to...
No, let me get another track and then we'll go...
Oh, yeah? You're going to go back into the box? Yeah. Okay, all right.
So let's move on. Another Super Famicom track, shall we? Jumpin' Derby.
Yeah.
I'm going Seaside.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Seaside, Jumpin' Derby.
And the composer on this is
Yugi Shioda. We're supposed to say it at the same time.
Okay.
Shioda. There you go.
That was good. That was good. Yeah. That was a good coordination on that one.
Okay.
I like the beginning of this track real quick.
Hit that again. Okay. Kind of Seinfeld-y.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. A little bit. It's also very sort of... I don't know, 70s or something, you know?
Let me dig into this box.
Oh, you're going to dig in already?
Yeah.
We usually go every two tracks.
Ah, it's... I got...
Okay.
You're
getting too...
All right.
You're getting too beast wrestly. restless. Too beast restless. That's what I meant, yeah. And I might need to wrestle the beast.
Right. The beast and the restless. The young and the restless and the beast and the restless.
The beast and the restless, yeah. All right, you want to get to the next track, huh?
Yeah. I want that one in that box.
Yeah, you gotta wait. You gotta. It's kind of like you have to eat your grains.
Okay.
You know, but you have to listen to your tracks
before you hit steak.
Before you get the dessert.
Oh,
which is
dessert.
The
okay.
games,
right,
the willpower gift box.
Right.
All right. So Mario Paint is what we'll be hearing from next. This is for the Super Nintendo. Composers on this are Kazumi Totaka, Ryoji Yoshitomi, and Hirokazu Tanaka. And we're going to hear there's a game in this, you know, this game. It's not really a game, but in Mario Paint there is an actual game where you have a fly swatter and you swat flies, and this is the second level in the fly swatter game. So this is Fly Swatter 2 from Mario Paint.
Thank you.
is music from Mario Paint, from composers Hirokazu Tanaka, although I don't think he actually did the composing. I think he was the sound director on this. Kazumi Totaka and Ryoji Yoshitomi. And this is Fly Swatter 2. Second level of the Fly Swatter game. I was about to say Fly Slaughter. And it is, in a sense, too, a Fly Slaughter. But anyway, this track is just totally, you know, kind of like one of these kind of tracks. I don't know. How would you describe it? Kind of, I mean, it's kind of smooth in a way, you know?
It's very smooth.
I mean, I'm just going to hit this beginning real quick, guys. First of all, that's really cool. You know, that's just a cool, weird, mechanical sound. And then, you know, this... It's almost got some sort of kind of R&B situation going on. You know?
To me, this is Macy's Young Men's.
Macy's Young Men's.
Yes.
This has just got... The bass line is really... The bass line's kind of like funky but smooth at the same time, you know? Listen to the bass line, you know? Like this, these chords, dun 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 dun. This right here, it's good. Yeah. All
right, dig it into this box right now.
Do it.
Going, okay, the first thing I see right here. I knew this kind of looked like an oven mitt.
Yeah.
And this looks like an oven mitt from this angle to you.
Yes.
But take a look at that. Boom.
Oh, that's funny. Wow. Okay. Yeah. It's a power mitt. It's not an oven mitt. It's a power mitt.
It's like the power glove, but it's an oven mitt.
That's perfect for you because you cook.
I do cook.
You cook quite a bit.
I do cook quite a bit.
Man, that's.
Hold on. Let me feel the power.
Oh, you should wear this in the picture.
Let me feel the power. That is outstanding.
How does the material feel?
I want to put it on when that pitch bending happens.
Oh yeah.
Tell me when it's coming up. Feels like it's very strong too.
I think it comes up after this little phrase right here. Oh, you're taking off your rings. He's taking off his ring. There it goes. Now you're playing with power. Now you're cooking with power.
Now you're kicking with power. Yeah. That is snug as a glove, as they say.
So it fits pretty well, huh?
Just programming some recipes right now.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that is amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Should I dig in or should I wait?
Yeah. No, you got to dig in.
Another dig. Okay. Yeah. Are you sure? Or maybe we should wait another two tracks.
Okay. Another two tracks. Another two tracks.
Okay. Ooh, there's actually quite a bit of stuff in there, actually.
So dig in then.
Okay, I'll dig in.
Dig in.
Okay. I just got this envelope. I pulled out this little envelope here. It says music on it. This is a prize package.
Wow.
There's just so much stuff in here.
This is a gift parade.
Yeah, this is a gift parade. Yeah. Instead of a boss parade. It's a flash drive.
Okay.
And there's music on it.
It's got to be music on it.
So, I mean, that's a mystery.
Okay.
It's a mystery right now.
Oh, later in the level. You're going to have to use it later in the level or in another level.
Yeah.
It's the mystery key.
This is like the, for Zillion. This is like all the information from Zillion is on this. I got to use that. I got to download all the data from the computer.
Yeah. Sega Genesis is what I'm going with next. King Salmon.
Uh-huh.
A new world record.
Yeah. Masaharu Iwata.
And Hitoshi Sakamoto.
Hitoshi Sakamoto, I think, just was a sound designer on this.
Here we go. King Salmon. A new world record.
This is also the ending theme, known as the ending theme.
I love that beginning.
Oh, with the, I guess the crowd, and is that?
No, those are all the salmon cheering for you.
Oh,
they're
salmon.
So happy that you caught them all. And they're all on the dock flapping around, cheering you on.
Uh-huh.
So hit that again. Yeah, see? They're so happy.
It really reminds me of Konami when the crowd is cheering in a Konami game, you know? Like in Hyper Soccer, Konami,
Blades of Steel.
Blades of Steel, yeah. It sounds like it's the same thing. It's just funny that this is not a Konami game. Yeah.
Right, right.
All right, I'm going to move on to, you played a pachinko game, right?
Yes.
I'm going to play a pachinko game now. This is called Kyoraku Sanyo Maruhon Parlor 5. And there's so many of these parlor games just in Japan, just at game stores. This is the most common kind of game that you can come across, And yet nobody, they're also kind of obscure in a weird way, even though they're easy to come by. This is a Super Famicom game, and the composers on this are Motoi Sakuraba, that's a familiar name to the podcast, and Shinji Tamura. And, those composers worked on the game Hyoden, a lot of the tracks in this game sound like the music to Hyoden, but not the track we're going to hear right now. The track we're going to hear is called In Pachinko Parlors, and that's music from Kyoraku Sanyo Maruhon Parlor 5. Kyoraku Sanyo Maruhon Parlor 5, music by Motoi Sakuraba and Shinji Tamura. This is In Pachinko Parlors. And this is kind of a... I like this right here. I like this right here coming up. I like how the beat changed. I like this part a lot too. There's kind of like a... I don't know, the beginning part just, I don't know what it reminds me of, but I like it. Look at the beat changes there. Look at the chord change there. Alright, I'm gonna grab in. I'm diving in again. There's a lot to pick from, actually. I'm just digging in, and there's a lot to pick from here. Okay. It looks like... Okay, this is some Super Nintendo games. I don't even know. I'm going to give you... All right, you go first.
Goof Troop.
Goof Troop.
Capcom.
I think that's a two-player. That's a two-player. Oh, and also Forgotten Worlds is a two-player. Also, we're going to get in on Forgotten Worlds. Goof Troop. And also, X-Men Mutant Apocalypse.
Okay.
X-Men Mutant Apocalypse.
All right.
Both of these are Capcom games.
No, right. Should I dig in? Or because I only have one more track.
Yeah, dig in. Dig in, dude.
Okay.
Dig in.
What does it look like? It
looks like Super Nintendo games. Or wait, are these Super Famicom games? Oh, I think it's that they're actually Super Famicom games. One of them is.
Oh, hold on, don't reveal yet.
I don't even know what it is. It is a Super Famicom. I can tell from the back. I haven't looked at the front though.
Total Carnage. This is a SNES cartridge.
That's the yeah.
Isn't this the sequel to
Spider-Man?
No.
Oh, Smash TV. Smash TV.
Smash TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Oh, it is? Let me see the front. Yeah, yeah.
I remember.
No, Total Carnage. Yeah, this is the sequel.
Pablo was telling us that.
Yeah, it's Super Smash TV. Super Smash TV.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the sequel.
Okay. Yeah, that was a fun game.
Oh, yeah. That's a crazy game. It's like it's a Running Man. It's like Running Man and RoboCop in one. All right, here we go. Super Famicom, dude.
What do you got?
Oh, it's okay, interesting. The Combo Tribes.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we've, you know, a couple tracks we played on the show, yeah. And this is interesting that we have it's the Super Famicom version of Combo Tribes,
right?
The
Combo Tribes. I remember that the arcade, the arcade version.
Right, right. Yeah,
when I was an infant.
I wonder if this did this game only come out in Japan? I'm wondering, or if this, you know, this came out on Super Nintendo as well. But this is the Super Famicom version, so. I think there's a two-player as well.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So that's good. All right. There's still more in there, right?
I don't know.
But we got a couple. We got, you know, one more track each. So.
Okay. PC Engine is how I'm going to close out my set. Power Tennis. Okay.
Okay.
Is a track from Power Tennis.
This is a good track.
PC Engine.
The composer on this is Masakatsu Mayaka. Maikawa. Yeah.
This is like an 80s track. That beginning part.
It's kind of a smooth jazz a little bit, too. A little bit. All right, you know what? I know that it's only been one track, but why don't you dig in?
Dig in?
Why don't you dig in? Oh. Don't dig in all the way. Is there a couple more things in there, or just one more? Because if it's just one more, we'll save it.
Oh, I think that was it.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Oh, there was this packet. Oh, there's a letter.
Do we read it? Well, okay. Yeah, all right. I'll play a track. Save it.
You read it at the end.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good track right here. All right. I'm going to play a track from a game called Vector Man 2. And, you know, I guess the Vector Man games, those are kind of classic games. I don't think we've ever heard from either one of them. Have you? Have we? I don't think we have.
Maybe once.
I don't think we have.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the Vector Man tracks, I think it was from Vector Man 2, is on that album that we were sent from Australia. Remember that?
Right, right.
That the record. But anyway, the music is composed by John Holland. I wonder if that's pronounced like Jan Holland, but anyway, John Holland, I'm going to go with that. This is a Sega Genesis game. We're going to hear Intro A, Vector Man's Jam. And this has a really kind of electronic music kind of sound to it. Anyway, music from Vector Man 2 for the Sega Genesis. This is Intro A, Vector Man's Jam from Vector Man 2 for the Sega Genesis, music by John Holland. And took out this note here.
Okay, Will Powers note.
And it's not a note, it's a letter, you know. And I don't know, I'll just pick some of the parts from this to read out loud, because they're kind of funny and cool, you know. It's like a thank you note and stuff. But he said that this is kind of funny. He said, "I've included some games mentioned on past episodes. Hopefully, you don't already have them all." Well, for one thing, we don't have any of these.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So thank you. He put Brent NES games. Okay, Rob. Genesis games. Rob and Brent, buff dude games.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's funny.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else of note? Said included is something for the LMH food prep area. You know? And then he said, let's see here. He said, on the back he wrote that I included some games, so hopefully it's obvious which game was intended for each host. I tried putting more two-player games for you. So, I don't know, which ones, aside from, like, his, you know, the buff dude, you know, Genesis, NES thing, I mean, can you guess which ones are for you, which ones are for me? Forgotten Worlds,
Roadblasters.
I'm gonna say they're all for me.
Beast Wrestler, that's me. Megaturrican, Turrican, that's me. He probably gave me the book so I could hone up on my skills. The NES games, no doubt, are you. X-Men, that's straight up me. And then Goof Troop, that's all you. Goof Troop. That's you.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
It's you.
It's me? Oh. Well, how about maybe Dr. Jekyll's for me, Mr. Hyde's for you.
High.
Yeah. Combo Tribes. Well, the Super Famicom, yeah, it's got to be me. I mean, I've got the Super Famicom, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's us.
It's us. It's Buff Dude Games.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, technically, hey. Total Carnage, X-Men, those are Buff Dude Games.
I mean, look, Goof Troop, those guys are kind of buff for dogs.
Three out of the four Genesis cartridges are Buff Dudes.
Whoa, this guy's a buff robot right here. Mega Turrican. He's like a buff robot.
Yeah, he is pretty buff.
What about buff Seinfeld?
What's the deal with...
with muscles.
With the bench press.
All right. Hey, look. Will, thank you so much for all this stuff. This is so nice and so
outstanding.
Cool.
Really,
I mean, we
nice
got
touch.
Tons of stuff here. There's just like stacks of games right here, you know? So thank you, Will. Thank you very much. The Legacy Music Hour salutes you. And Rob is saluting you with his oven mitt on right now.
Power mitt on.
So that almost brings us to the end of the episode. For a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. You can comment there. You can comment on nerdist.com. You can email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com. You can also call us.
281-SONIC-91.
And you can... next week is another free play. We just keep on doing free plays. Rob won't be here for next week, but we do have a guest coming in. Or guests, I should say. And... I think that's it. You know, this is all counting down to the best of year in review
best
countdown, which is going to be episode 156.
Wow.
Man, it's going to be hard picking.
So many.
There's so many good tracks. It's going to be hard. But all right. So we're going to close with a board game, video game. This is a Super Famicom game. It's called Tadaima Yusha Boshuchu Okorari. Okay. And the composers on this are Yayoi Okumura, Hideto Maeda, Shunichi Sigamatsu, and Nobuo Fuji. And we're going to hear Peril Islands. This is music from that board game, Tadaima Yusha Boshuchu Okowari. All right, there you go. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.